I, we live in Covington, which is south of here quite a ways. It's between Maple Valley and Kent.
我的妻子呢，我们住在这个Covington， Covington 是在这里的南边，大概是在这个Maple Valley 还有 Kent 中间。
Now sometimes after driving a ways, I notice something.
所以有时候我开车开了一阵子之后呢，我就发现了一件事情。
It seems my car has quite the affinity for catching bugs.
看起来我的车呢，蛮喜欢去捉这些小虫子的。
And all I have to do is drive.
那我什么都没干，其实我就只是开车而已。
And the bugs seem to magically be attracted to my windshield.
那这些虫子好像就被磁铁吸引一样，就全都吸引到了我的车的挡风玻璃上。
Now this picture is a bit of an exaggeration.
当然这张照片有点夸张。
But I know you know what I'm talking about.
但你知道我在说什么，对吧？
I don't care for bugs.
我不太喜欢这些虫子。
Mosquitoes and other things that bite or sting, I would prefer didn't cross my path.
还有这些虫子啊，还有加这些会咬人、叮人的这些东西啊，我希望他们不会挡我的路。
Now I know there's a purpose for them.
那我希望这些虫子存在有他们的目的。
But I don't like it when I become their target, if you know what I mean.
但你知道我意思对吧？我不太喜欢呢，我成为他们的目标。
So we drive into Plateau True Light Christian Church a couple of times a week.
那我们一周都会来几次来这观教会。
Clearing the path of these flying things with my trusty old car, and it does a good job.
那我开了一辆很老的车子，很可靠的车子。 这个车子可以在路上呢把这些虫子呢给清除掉，而且这个车子做这个事情做得蛮好的。
Now, what if I decided?
那大家想想，如果我决定这个事情，
that the actual intended purpose for my car is to chase down and splat these irritating insects.
如果我决定说，其实我车子的这个目的呢，就是要了去追赶还有清除这些虫子的话呢？
After all, I've got good evidence that it works.
至少是吧，大家也看见我有已经有很多的证据说我的车子能做这个事情，做得蛮好的。
My car is a genuine all-purpose mosquito fly wasp gnat catcher.
我的车呢是一辆真正的多用途的这些蚊虫啊、蝗虫啊、这些虫子的捕捉器。
And all anybody has to do is look at the windshield.
是吧，大家只要看看我车子的这个挡风玻璃，大家就知道了。
So with this purpose in mind, I can drive all over the place.
那如果说我是想着我的车子用来做这个用途的话呢，我可以开着我的车子到处的跑。
Looking for clouds of mosquitoes or swarms of stingy things to squish midair.
要寻找那些就在这个空中里面飞这些虫子是吧？我们要清除的这些讨厌的虫子。
Would it be effective?
大家觉得这会有效吗？
To some measurement, yes.
觉得从某种程度上说，是的，会有效的。
Now, of course.
那当然了。
They're reproducing faster than I can squish their little bodies with my windshield.
当然，这些虫子的这个繁殖的速度呢，远远快于我能用我的车的挡风玻璃来消灭它们这个速度。
So I'm not really gaining anything overall.
所以总体来说，其实我并没有取得什么样的成就。
But surely I'd be getting some.
至少呢，是我可以清除一些虫子。
Is that the purpose of my car?
让大家想想，这是我车子的真正的用途吗？目的吗？
Is that why it was created?
这是这个车子被创造的目的吗？
No.
当然不是。
Even though there's some moderate success, and I could do this for years.
如果我继续用这个车子去抓虫子，我可以一年一年去抓单，这个车子会有一些的成就。
This is not why my car was created.
当然，这个不是我车子被创造的目的。
And I would be missing the point.
而且我会就是错过了这个重点。
And I would not be getting the benefits of why the car was created.
我也不会说为从这个车子它的被造的这个目的里面我得到任何的益处。
That is to safely and effectively transport me from point A to point B.
车子这存在的目的是为了把我从这个地点的A还到地点的B，把我安全的送到这个不同的地点。
Now I know you've been amused a little by this illustration.
当然，我觉得你可能是觉得这幅插图还蛮有趣的。
But perhaps it hits closer to home than we think.
但是这个插图可能能够把这个重点可以比我们想象的更快的可以讲出来。
So let me ask you.
那当我来问你们这个问题。
Why were you created?
你是为何被创造出来的？
Some people think that their purpose is to win.
那有些人认为呢，他们被创造出来的目的是要赢。
That is, have more money, a better career, a better backswing, a better technique with their musical instrument.
也就是说，要有更多的钱，有更好的这个职业的发展，更好的这个打球的后摆的动作，或者更好的一些乐器的技巧。
And all media certainly tries to promote this standard of winning.
当然，我们所身处的所有这些媒体都在宣传这样的一个获胜的标准。
Or maybe you're retired and you think your purpose is to travel.
或者说你已经退休了，你可能觉得你的目的就是要旅行。
Or sit back and enjoy your life successes.
或者很简单，坐下来去享受你这个生命中所获得的这些成就。
Listen, you might even have moderate success at these things.
当然，你可能在这些事情上面，你可能都有一些一定的这个成功。
Like me trying to get bugs with my car.
就像说，如果我用我的车子去抓这些虫子一样。
But is that really your purpose?
但这是否真正就是你的目的呢？
Or are we forsaking our God-given purpose in exchange for mere breadcrumbs?
还是说我们放弃了上帝赋予给我们的这个目的？而去换取一些面包屑。
Right now, I want to ask you to think to yourself.
所以现在我想问你们这个，让你们自己问自己这个问题。
What is my purpose? Why did God create me? Go ahead and think about it. Why were you created?
所以我的目的是什么？为什么神创造了我？我想你们去思考这个问题：为什么我被神创造出来？
Why am I asking this question?
为什么我要问你们这个问题呢？
Because if you don't know why God created you,
那如果是因为呢，如果你不知道为什么神创造了你，
you will simply do what you think is right and then evaluate your success by the results.
那你只会去做那些你认为正确的事情，然后你就根据这个结果去评估你是否成功。
You'll count the little bug carcasses on your windshield.
你可能会去数你挡风你的车子的挡风玻璃上的一些小昆虫的尸体。
And totally miss the point of why God created you.
然后完全就忽略了说神为什么会创造你。
And I will submit to you that most people never figure out why they were created by God.
我可以告诉你们的是说大部分人永远都不明白为什么神创造了他们。
Now some people have concluded that our purpose is to glorify God.
那有些人认为我们的目的就是要荣耀神。
And I do think that God will be glorified if we fulfill our purpose.
那我同意是说，如果我们实现了神造我们的目的的话呢，神是会得到荣耀的。
But I don't think that is specifically why God created us.
但我不认为这是神为什么要创造我们的那个具体的原因。
Let's take a look at the scriptures and see why we were created.
那我们一起来看一些经文，看看说我们为什么是被神所创造出来了。
Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
God is worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
神当然是配得荣耀，还有尊贵，还有全能。
We praise His holy name.
我们也颂赞他的圣名。
We honor Him.
我们也尊崇他。
We love Him because He first loved us.
因为他先爱我们，所以我们爱他。
Our God is so good.
我们的神是如此的良善。
And He has created all things.
他也创造了一切。
Everything.
他创造了所有每一件事物。
Why?
那为什么呢？
And for Thy pleasure, they are and were created.
因为经文说，并且万物是因着旨意而被创造而有的。
That word that's translated in English as pleasure is the Greek word thelame.
那这个希腊文原文希腊文里面这个词呢，翻译成英文，它其实是喜悦的意思。但当我们的和合本中文版把它翻成旨意。
It means pleasure or will or desire.
那其实是他的意思是说快乐、意志或者欲望。
All things are created for one reason.
所有的事情被造只有一个原因。
Because God wanted to.
因为神想要这样做。
It pleased him to create everything.
他创造了这一切，因为 这个创造可以让他喜悦。
Now I think the Chinese phrase here means king's will.
我想说这个旨意，这个中文大家知道，中文的话应该就是王的旨意。
So you know that this king can only be our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们也知道说这样，这位王只能是我们的主耶稣基督。
Now one of the root components in the Chinese characters here is heart.Or desire or pleasure.
这个我们可能都知道，不用翻译哦。因为旨意这个词在我们中文的词根里面是心或者喜悦的词根。
All things were created for His pleasure by His will.
所有一切都是按他的旨意，因为和让他喜悦，所以被造了。
And God created you.
那神创造了你。
Why? Because He wanted to. It pleased Him.
为什么呢？因为他想要这样做，而且这样做可以让他喜悦。
Let me put it this way. On faith. Let me use you as an example. God was totally excited to create you. He was looking forward to the day. When the day came for your creation, God said, this is the chance. I've been looking forward to this time to be with Hong Fei. I love him so much. This day excites me. This isgiving me so much pleasure. This, I've been looking forward to this. And now the day is finally here. I'm so excited. Hong Fei, here we go.
You lost me already. 刚才 VC 用他举了个例子，他说，如果神这样对鸿飞说，鸿飞啊，我创造你，我这让我非常喜悦。我等这一天等了好久了，现在我终于可以有机会来创造你了，让你可以和我在一起。这让我非常非常的喜悦，我也非常的兴奋，大概是这个意思啊。
How does that make you feel?
鸿飞这样说，你觉得怎么样？如果神这样对你说
，Pretty good, huh?
当然，鸿飞会说，相当不错。
This is true for every single one of us.
我想说，这个对我们每一个人来说都是那样子的，都会是这样子。
It truly pleased God to create you.And how does that make you feel?
说神创造你的时候是真正的可以让神得到喜悦，所以这个对我们每个人来说意味着什么？
It pleased God when He created each of us.
因为当他创造我们每一个人的时候，这是让他喜悦的。
All things were created for His pleasure.
所有的事情都是按照他的旨意而被造的。
You and I were created in God's image, and it pleased Him to do so.
因为我们的每一个人都是神按照他的形象所造的，而且这样造我们，可以让神得到喜悦。
This is revealed in Scripture.
啊，所以这个就是经文里面就是这样明白的说告诉我们了。
Now, when I point this out to most people,
那当我跟所有人讲这个事情的时候
，they responded first like.Oh yeah, that feels pretty good.
大家第一个反应就觉得是啊，不错，这个感觉蛮好的。
And then they begin to think about all the failures in their life.
然后很快他们就开始思想他们生命中各种各样的这些失败。
They think of all the mistakes and the missed opportunities.
他开始想他们的生命里面犯的所有的这些错误、错失的机会。
They become disappointed in themselves at how far off they miss their potential.
他们开始对自己有点失望了，而且特别是他错过了他们的潜力，他们就特别的失望。
I can see it in their face.
有时候我甚至可以从他们脸上就看出他们心中在这样想。
So I quickly ask another question.
所以我很快又开始问他们下一个问题。
Do you think that your mistakes surprised God?
你会觉得你所犯的所有这些错误会让神觉得惊讶吗？
No, of course not.
当然不会，对吧？
And still, it pleased him to create you.
仍然他创造了你，而且还是让他喜悦。
Even though there were times where you strayed a bit, it still pleased God to create you.
有时候即使你有那么一点点的迷路，但是神还是很乐意他创造了你。
Even with your flaws and mistakes, He's still pleased to have created you.
即使你生命里有这些缺点，有这些错误，他还是很喜悦，因为他创造了你。
What value you have, Amen.
所以说，我们每个人是有多么的有价值。
Now we see that we are created by and for His pleasure.
那现在我们看到，我们是因为神因着他的喜悦而被造的。
How should we respond to that?
那我们要怎么样对待这一点呢？
Same verse.
那同样的经文。
If we are created for this pleasure, then we should please Him.
因为我们是因着他的喜悦而被造的，当然我们活着的目的就是要去蒙他的喜悦。
Well, what does this mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
It means that pleasing the living God becomes our highest priority in life.
这一对我们的生命来说，意味着就是说，我们的最高的优先事项就是要去蒙主的喜悦。
Nothing, and I mean nothing, is more important than God in your life.
所以在我们的生命里面，没有任何一点比去蒙主的喜悦更重要，没有任何的。
Our first response to God.
那我们对神的第一个反应就是。
The thing that would give Him the greatest pleasure.
能够给他带来最大的喜悦的事情。
Is if we turn from our sins.
就是说，我们可以从我们的罪里面解脱出来。
The word sin is an old archery term, and it means to miss the mark.
那罪这个词呢，在最古老的这个词语里面，意思是一个射箭的术语。它的意思就是说，你射箭的时候错失了目标。
God's standard is perfection, and every one of us has missed that mark.
因为神的这个标准，它是完美的标准，所以我们每个人都不可能去命中这个目标，都要错过这个目标。
We have sinned.
所以我们每个人都犯了罪。
And there is a punishment for that transgression.
当然，因为犯罪，当然就要惩罚。
However, God does not want us to have to bear that punishment.
但是神不希望我们去承受这样的惩罚。
He has provided us a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们为我们提供了一位救世主，那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
All who have acknowledged that they've missed the mark.
那每一个承认他已经错过了这个目标的这个每一个人。
And put their faith in Him. That He has paid the price in full on the cross.
就要把他的信心要放在我们的主基督耶稣身上。我们要相信他在十字架上为我们付出了这全部的代价。
And that His resurrection is a testimony to God's provision.
而且他的从死里复活是见证了神的给我们的供应。
Shall be saved.
而且这个神的供应是要被我们一直的要记住的。
Or I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Sovereign Lord. Repent and live.
主耶和华说，我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。
To repent literally means to change your mind.
那如果说从字面上我们要悔改的话，就是要改变我们的这个心思意念。
Instead of believing you can save yourself, you realize that you cannot, and you turn to Jesus.
那与其说相信依靠说自己能够拯救自己，我们必须要认识到我们做不到，我们要转向耶稣。
Nothing else in this message will matter if you refuse to do this.
如果你拒绝这样做的话，我们今天这边讲到里面任何的其他东西都不再重要。
This is an unchanging truth for all people.
那这个对我们所有人来说都是一个不变的真理。
If you have not yet done this, you could do this right now where you are.
那如果说你还没有这样做的话，你现在就可以这样做。
Or please come and talk with me afterwards.
或者说你晚一点可以来跟我我们一起来聊一下天。
As I was praying about this message,
那当我为了这天讲到所祷告的时候，
God showed me that what pleases Him in the daily lives of believers can be different for each of us.
那神告诉我说，我们在我们每个人的生命里面这个经文的意义可能对每个人都有不一样的意思。
There are some examples in the Bible.
那当然圣经里面有一些例子。
And I suspect that one or more of these will resonate with you.
那我觉得说这里面的例子可能有一个或者几个可能对你来说可以引起共鸣。
The most popular king of the nation Israel, King David, gave God his heart.
那以色列他历史上最受欢迎的这个王，那就是大卫王，是他 把自己的心都献给了上帝。
Likely planning on growing up to be a shepherd, God had other plans.
大卫他自己很有可能就计划就成长为只是做一个牧羊人，但是神却给他有，却为他安排了更大的计划。
David became the second king of Israel and brought the nation's capital to Jerusalem.
大卫成为了以色列上这个历史上的第二位的国王，而且将这个国家的首都迁到了耶路撒冷。
He accumulated the resources to build the first temple.
而且他积累了这个建造第一座圣殿的资源。
David wrote many of the Psalms.
大卫写了非常多的诗篇。
When you read his writings,
当你读他的这个诗篇的作品的时候，
You can see very clearly that he gave his heart to God and sought God with intimacy.
那你可以很清楚地看见的，大卫把他的心也献给了上帝，而且呢，去寻求与神的那种亲密的这个关系。
May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
He is the one man in scriptures.
他是圣经里面唯一的一个人。
About whom I could find several passages where he did or intended to do what was not right.
那就是他了。我在经文里面很明确的找到了几个例子，他就做了一些错的事情，或者计划要做一些不对的事情。
And he repented when he realized the sin.
当他做这些事情的时候，他悔改。而且他在神面前悔改。
Now that's humbling because when you mess up, you often mess up in front of other people.
因为这是非常谦卑的，因为呢，通常来说，当你做错事情的时候，你一般都是在别人面前来做错的。
Which means that when you repent, you have to repent in front of other people.
这就意味着说，当你要悔改的时候，你必须要在别人的面前悔改。
Do you think that living humbly like this?
大家觉得像这样过一个谦卑的生命的时候，是否会蒙主的喜悦呢？
Absolutely.
当然会的。
God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble.
的神会阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄两人。
He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew.
就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈。
And they were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen.
在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。
Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
Well, there we are. Sometimes God calls us to change vocation, doesn't he?
有时候呢，神会让我们改变我们的职业，是吧？
These guys only knew fishing.
这两个人当时他们只会捕鱼。
But God had much, much more than that for them.And Jesus changed all that.
神让他给他们的计划是远远多于这个捕鱼，而且耶稣改变了这一切。
And they led millions to Christ.
他们让成千上万的人把成千上万人带到了耶稣面前。
Now, what does this mean in practical terms?
那当我们的生活里面这个对我们有什么意味着什么呢？
It means work hours changed.
我们的工作时间可能要改变。
It means a different skill set needed to be developed.
你可能说我们要去建立一套完全不一样的这个技能。
Everything they knew about putting food on the table was now changing.
每一件你认为你知道的怎么样谋生的事情，可能都要发生改变。
I've had to change vocations before.
那我个人我以前是必须要改变这个职业。
It's not comfortable.
非常非常的不容易。
But sometimes this is necessary to please God.
但是有时候。这是我们要蒙主喜悦的一个非常必要的条件。
Well, and preserve a family.
当然，还要保留我的家庭。
Too many hours.
我当时的工作时间非常长。
Too much traveling.
经常要出差。
Hostile work environment that tears you apart.
工作环境非常的恶劣，让你觉得就是要崩溃。
These are things that might be worth considering a new vocation.
这些是当你要考虑一个新的职业的时候要考虑的事情。
We need to remember that work provides a means to do what we are called to do.
那我们要记住，就是说工作只是一种手段，让我们完成我们要做的事情。
Work itself is not our calling.
那工作本身并不是我们的使命。
If God is telling you that you need to make a vocation change, then follow His lead, and He will take care of the rest.
如果神告诉你你要改变这个职业的时候，你就跟随他的指引就好了，因为他会把剩下的所有事情会照顾好的。
Since we're talking a little bit about money,
那今天我们也提到了钱。
Let's talk about a man in the Bible named Joseph.
我们来谈一谈圣经里面有一个叫做约瑟的人。
His friends call him Barnabas.
那他的朋友把他叫做巴拉巴。
A son of encouragement.
巴拉巴的意思就是劝慰子的意思。
In the early days of the church, God's grace was so powerful.At work in them all.
那在早期的教会里面呢，神的恩典是非常有力的，在他们身上呢起到作用的。
That there were no needy persons among them.
所以当时他们中间没有太多的穷人。
From time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them.
那有时候有些人就会把他们的所拥有的土地啊，甚至他们的房子啊，会把它卖掉。
They brought the money from the sales and they put it at the apostles' feet.
然后他们把这个卖房子啊，卖土地啊，得来钱，他们会来把这个钱放到使徒的脚前。
And it was distributed to anyone who had need.
然后使徒就会把这个钱呢给分发到那些有需要的人手里。
Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, he sold the field that he owned, and he brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet.
有一个利未人生在居比路，名叫约瑟。使徒称他为巴拉巴，巴拉巴翻出来就是劝慰子。他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
Barnabas was a wealthy man and had many possessions.
那巴拉巴是一个很有钱的人，他当时有很多的财产。
But when God got a hold of his life, Barnabas realized that his money really was not his.
当神去真的是掌握了他的这个生命、他的命运的时候，巴拉巴意识到这个钱不是他的。
All things belong to God.
他意识到的所有事情，所有的东西其实都属于神。
And Barnabas was just a temporary yet trusted steward of those resources.
那巴拉巴只是这些资源的一个暂时而且值得神信任的一个管理者。
In response to the need that he saw around him, he and others sold the possessions to help people.
那为了去满足这些他看到的周遭的其他人的需要，他还有他其他一些人把他们的财产卖了来帮助那些人。
This is not just an ancient idea.
那这个事情其实不是一个很古老的这样的想法。
Recently, I read that when the Twin Towers were struck on September 11, 2001,
那我最近读到一篇文章，就是在大家还知道就911的时候，当这个双子塔被击中的时候
，all the flights in the United States were grounded immediately.
那所有这些航班飞往美国的航班立马都要停飞。
28 planes landed in the Gandor.International Airport in Newfoundland, Canada.
那当时因为这些航班不能再飞往美国，所以他们就只能是紧急的降落在路上。这里有28架飞机降落在加拿大的纽芬兰的甘德国际机场。
The small town of 10,000 people suddenly found themselves.
那这个甘德是一个小镇，上面有10,000人，这个10,000个居民，他们当时发现自己的处境是什么回事呢
？Swarmed.With 6,500 scared and confused passengers.
他发现他们这个镇上面突然间挤满了6,500名惊慌失措的这个乘客。
To whom they opened their homes, filled every hotel available, and set up shelters for.
他们为了帮助这些乘客，他们开放他们的家庭，而且呢，把所有的这个可用的这些旅店都开放，而且为他们搭建这些庇护所。
The plane people were in Gandor for 5 days.
那这些坐飞机的这些乘客，他们在这个甘德这个镇整整待了5天。
But they were not without food, shelter, and kindness.
但是他们并不缺乏食物，不缺乏住处也，还有不缺乏这个仁慈。
During a time that was otherwise filled with fear and horror.
但是他们当时这个时间，他们是处在一种充满了恐惧还有这个恐怖的这个一个时。这样一个时间里面
you can imagine ways to use the financial resources.
你可以想象当时这些财政资源是怎么样被使用的。
When we have God's perspective on money, we realize that it's only a tool to please Him.
当如果说我们尝试从上帝的这个视角去看待金钱的时候，我们只意识到说这只是让他喜悦的工具。
And reach other people for His name's sake.
而且呢，是借着他的名去去帮助其他人。
God owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
所以神呢，其实他是拥有这些所有山上的这些动物。
And he owns the hills as well.
而且他山也是他的。
Luke 10:38 describes a time in a small town of Bethany, just east of the Mount of Olives.
路加福音的十章三十八节描述了在橄榄山以东的伯大尼小镇里面的这个事情。
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way,
他们走路的时候，
he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him.
耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。
She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he had to say.
有一个妹，她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前听着，坐着听他的道。
But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made.
马大做的事多，心里忙乱。
So she came to him and she asked,
就近前来说，
Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all this work by myself? Tell her to help me.
主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
You know, this family was one of those families.
大家可能有没有看见，这个家庭是一种很典型的家庭。
They take the kids to soccer.
他们带孩子去踢足球。
To music lessons.
上音乐课。
To swimming.
去上游泳课。
To baseball.
去打棒球。
To singing classes.
还有去这个上歌唱的课。
The kids have tutors and they tutor others as well.
这孩子们他们有家教，或者他们是做帮别人做家教。
And they fit in their homework wherever they can.
这些孩子们在任何地方找任何时间去做作业。
When the work permitted,
那当这个工作允许的时候，
the adults had all of their professional meetings and their social activities.
这些家里的成年人父母们可以说把他们的专业会议全部完成，而且还有时间去参加这些社交的活动。
Even so, you know this family always made it to synagogue.
即便他们如此的忙，你会看见这家总去能够来到这个教会来聚会。
They were busy.
他们非常的忙。
Their friends were busy.
他们的朋友也非常忙。
That's just what you did. It was expected.
他就觉得说啊，就这样子的，他们就是能够这么忙，这么应付过来是意料之中的。
Now, we do this too, don't we?
我们觉得是不是自己也是这样在忙碌的做的每一件事情。
But how does this fit in when we think about living a life that's pleasing to God?
但是如果想一下我们的生命的目的就是要去蒙神喜悦的话呢，我们做这么忙有什么意义呢？
Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦忧。
But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择了上好的部分，是不能夺去的。
There is a danger about filling up our lives with so much stuff that we forget the purpose of our life.
当我们把我们的生命充满了这么多忙碌的事情之后，就会有一种危险，因为它会让我们忘记了我们的生命的目的。
Why were you created?
我们为什么我们是为什么被造出来的？
You were created because it was for God's pleasure.
因为我们被造是因为那让蒙神喜悦。
And our daily activities must be in line with that purpose and please God.
所以我们每一天做的每一件事情必须要跟那个目标也要一致，就是要去蒙神的喜悦。
Now, do preparations like what Mary, say that again. Do preparations like what Martha was doing need to be made?
那像马大当时他做的所有的一些准备的工作，那是有必要的吗？
Sure, there's a place for that.
当然那是必要的。
Some of our activities are also appropriate.
所以说我们的很多的一些活动也是必要的。
But we would be wise to evaluate our activities in light of our purpose to please God.
但是我们应该要明白，记住说我们的目的是要蒙神的喜悦，我们要用这个目的来去评估我们的行为。
And not by what is socially encouraged.
而不是说用那些这个社会所鼓励的事情来评估我们的这个行为。
Years ago, I was an athlete.
那很多年前，我是一名运动员。
I've gone to nationals as a softball player and as an umpire.
所以呢，我呢是还以这个垒球运动员的身份，还有裁判的身份参加过国家队的比赛。
I used to take a baseball and throw it over the length of a football field.
我那时候我是可以把这个棒球可以扔到的距离是整整有一个足球场那么远。
I like softball.
我非常喜欢垒球。
I like baseball.
我也非常喜欢棒球。
I remember one year playing more games by August than the major leagues play in a year.
我记得有一年到了八月份的时候，我所打的比赛，我参加的比赛比这个大联盟的比赛还多。
And that's 162 games.
那是一年我参加了162场比赛。
I was on three teams and I played tournaments on the weekends.
我当时是我在三个队里面为三个队比赛，而且在周末我也参加比赛。
Was this too much?
大家觉得那是不是太多了？
A million times, yes.
是啊，多的甚至太离谱了。
I literally needed to make a change, to make a decision to change my activities so that my life was more in line with why I was created.
我当时的确是需要做出了这个改变，去改变我的这些行为，因为呢，那样的改变才让我的这个生命更符合我所被造的这个目的。
And we should all do this evaluation on a regular basis.
我觉得我们每个人都要定期的做这样的一个评估。
Now, probably one of the most extreme examples of a man turning everything over to God would be Saul of Tarsus.
那圣经里面呢，可能有一个最极端的例子，把他自己的所有的一切做了改变，而且把自己交给了神。
He was on his way to capture and imprison Christians.
啊，就是扫罗啊，他当时是去。正去要捕捉还有去监禁基督徒在路上。
When he encountered Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus.
那当时他在去这个大马士革的路上，他遇到了耶稣基督。
Now when that happened, everything in his life changed, including his name.
当然那发生之后呢，他生命中的所有一切都改变了，而且他的名字也改了。
His entire change of life's perspective was not just some Sunday afternoon thing.
所以他这个整个人生的改变不是说一个主日的下午就能改变的。
It was a complete transformation.
对他来说那是一个彻底的完全的这个转变。
I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，而是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
Paul's life apart from Christ is crucified.
那当这个保罗，他的在没有耶稣的生命的时候，这个生命已经被钉死在十字架上。
He is now living a new life in Christ.
他现在是在耶稣里面去过着新的生命。
The apostle Paul wrote about half of the New Testament.
大家也知道保罗他写了这个新约的里面的一半的这个书。
And he ended up being martyred for the name that he persecuted.
那最后当时他为耶稣基督被迫害而且殉道。
Now, think about this.
那大家想一想这个。
Before meeting Jesus,
在保罗遇见耶稣之前
,Paul was pursuing and persecuting and even killing followers of Jesus Christ.
扫罗当时是在追捕，还有去迫害，还有甚至在杀害耶稣的这个追随者。
But after he was changed,
但是当他被改变之后
，he had to go back and preach eternal life and love and grace and righteousness to the relatives of those same people that he had killed.
他这时候他必须要回去。去向着那些被他所杀害的人的亲属去宣讲耶稣的永生爱， 还有恩典，还有这个慈爱。
I propose that Paul could only do this because he was changed and he dedicated himself to serving Jesus.
我认为保罗之所以能够这样做，因为是他把他整个人的生命都奉献给侍奉耶稣基督。
Do you remember what it was like when you first put your faith in Christ and you realized that you were cleansed of your sins?
大家记得当你第一次你把你的这个信心完完全全的放在耶稣基督里面的时候，而且你意识到你的罪已经被耶稣所洗干净的时候，那种感觉吗？
That has not changed.
那应该是没有改变的那种感觉。
Live each day of your life by faith in the Son of God.
我们每一天都要活在我们的信仰里面，要完完全全的相信神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
Who loves you and gave himself for you.
而且他因为他爱你，他为了我们而牺牲了自己。
But the best example of a man living for the pleasure of God is Jesus Christ himself.
那我们可能是从人的角度，耶稣基督他就是我们最好的例子，就是说一个人如何的去活着，而且是蒙主的喜悦的。
Yes, he is fully God and fully man.
因为他是完全的人，也是完全的神。
And he humanly submitted himself to God.
他就像神一样，完完全全去顺服神。
You might remember when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
大家记得他在克西马尼园祷告的时候。
When he prays, "Not my will, but your will be done."
他是这样祷告的：然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Jesus fully lived to please God.
耶稣当时活着就是完完全全的为了去蒙神的喜悦。
So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man."
那耶稣，所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，
Then you will know that I am He.
你必知道我是基督。
And that I do nothing on my own.
并且知道我没有一件事，没有一件事。
But speak just what the Father has taught me.
是凭着自己做的，我说这些话。
The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Even as he spoke, many believed in him.
上经我没读完了，就是我说这些话呢，是照着父所教训我的。那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里。
Jesus is not being ambiguous at all.
经文我也没读完， sorry， 我再补。因为我常做他所喜悦的事，耶稣说话说这话的时候，就有很多人信他。那耶稣在这里一点也不含糊。
I always do what pleases my Father.
因为我常做他所喜悦的事。
This means that pleasing God is on his mind all the time.
这就意味着说，他脑袋里面想的就是要蒙主的喜悦。
Every day.
每一天。
And then he immediately does what God wants him to do.
然后他立刻就会做神要他做的事情。
And because of that, many believed in him.
所以因为这样子，很多人就相信他。
If we are to be disciples of Jesus Christ, we need to follow what we see our Savior Jesus Christ doing.
他说，如果我们是我们的主耶稣基督的信徒的话，我们就要跟随主基督耶稣所做的事情。
If Jesus' priorities were to always do what pleases God,
如果说耶稣基督的他的首要的任务就是要常做神所喜悦的事。
How much more should our priority to be always do what pleases God?
那大家想想说，对于我们每个人来说，我们的首要的目标是不是也是要去蒙主的喜悦？
God created us for His pleasure. He was pleased to create us.
神造我们是因为蒙了他的喜悦，所以他很喜悦，他创造了我们。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters.In view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve.What God's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全可喜悦的旨意。
We will be more fulfilled and more successful in all that we do if we live according to our purpose.
如果说按照我们的生命的目标去做我们每一件的事情的时候，我们在所有事情上就会变得更加的充实。
And to God alone be the glory.
而且那时候我们就会去荣耀神，而且只会荣耀神。